in studio this morning with Kevin Whitman and Anna Tyler of Heritage South Credit Union. And of course, first of all, you know, we've talked about car sales for so many years, and I've been out there, I think, for just about every one of them, but 15 in the spring, this will be the seventh annual fall car sale. And I want the public to know this is not Heritage South trying to sell a car. This is Heritage South trying to help you with rates and to try to help you get into a newer or a new car through companies that bring their vehicles out there. Kevin, I know I've hit it around the world, but I mean, that's the whole gist of this. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody come to Heritage South on the day of a car sale and walk away with a frown on their face.
Well, hopefully not. Like you said, I mean, our goal is definitely to get as many vehicles as possible. They all kind of compete to offer the best price for the vehicle, and then we try our best to offer the best rates possible. It is my favorite time of the year. I mean, seeing people get into that new vehicle that they've been trying to get into, or, you know, trading in and getting a lower rate. I mean, this day and time, you know, if you can get a lower rate on your vehicle, that'll really help you out a lot. So, you know, we do what we can, and it's so exciting to be able to help out, and just the excitement of all of it. It's a fun time.
Well, and we'll be out there, but I want to ask Anna, because she's like me in the fact that when you have kids, and you, now I have a grandkid, you know, times change. Your means of traveling change. Your kid may be going to college. You may need a gas-saving, you know, economy car. You may have four kids now and need a bigger SUV. You may need a work truck. I don't know that I've ever been out there when there wasn't that to choose from.
Absolutely. I mean, I will tell you, our dealers try to think all through those seasons of life. You know, they will have from your small sedan vehicles, some convertibles, you know, that also, all the way up to, you know, your vans or your larger SUVs, because they want to make sure they have a wide variety of automobiles, that when we have members and non-members come by, that they have a selection of what they can choose from.
Well, and I'm going to say this, I don't know this if this has happened a whole lot, but it's kind of like you, if you come to a buffet of eating. I mean, if you go to one dealership, let's just say you go to, you know, the dealership, the big dealership in town, you really don't have a huge leg to stand on when it comes to what kind of a deal you're going to get. The deal on that particular vehicle, and that's sure, they've got 20 more just like it. But in this car sale, you've got anything you can choose from. You can test drive one from one of these dealers and go around the corner and test drive another one, and whichever one you get the better deal on is better for the consumer.
Well, it really is. And, you know, each dealer knows that, and they are bringing those cars to sale. That I had one dealer tell me, I want to bring all of them, and I want to go back with any. You know, they want to sell every one of them. So their mindset is, we want to sell cars because we know that y'all are, Heritage South is going to give them a great rate, a great deal. So everybody is just, like Kevin said, there to have a great time, to sell some vehicles, finance some vehicles, because we're there to help our members and potential non-members as well to get into a vehicle that they need. That's the goal.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about the times that this is coming up, the days coming up, because there's one thing very important when you go to buy a vehicle, and I'm going to talk about that here in just a few moments with Kevin and Anna when we come back right here after more music. Dave McCurley talking with Kevin Whitman and Anna Tyler of Heritage South Credit Union. I've always enjoyed going out to their car sales. Now, this fall car sale is the seventh annual fall one, and it's going to be happening on Wednesday, October the 15th, Thursday the 16th, and Friday the 17th. Now, there's no Saturday on the fall sale, but here's the thing that I like about it, and I was talking about this in the previous segment of how someone can actually get off work at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Sylacauga, and they can still come by your car sale. It's not like having to go to Birmingham or anything, but, you know, you don't have to be a member at Heritage South Credit Union. Kevin, it's easy to become one. It's only $25, but you don't have to be a member to come by and shop.
Right. I mean, you know, this car sale, we are trying to help out the entire community. Now, I mean, naturally, if you do get a car at the car sale, you will have to, you know, open up a membership. Like you said, that's only $25. But, you know, we try to make it good for everybody, for our members and our potential members, you know, anybody that we can to get these good rates to. You know, we only offer these special rates twice a year.
Right.
So we have a lot of people that kind of wait around for a car sale to come around. And, you know, here it is. It's that time. So if you're looking or if you've got something in mind, you know, you can go ahead and get that rate starting October 1st if you've got a vehicle already in mind that you want to purchase. And then the on-site car sale, like you said, will be the 15th through the 17th.
Yeah, and you, if you purchase a vehicle before then, maybe you need one before then. Like Anna said, these rates start then. But and I also want to talk about refinancing your vehicle, because that's going to happen the whole month, all the way through Halloween. And of course, you may have bought a vehicle 6 months ago or 8 months ago, and you just didn't get that rate you want, and you're a member at Heritage South. You've got great credit. You've got good rating. You may be able to save some money and keep the vehicle that you love.
Absolutely. And like David said, you've got from October 1st through the end of October that you can refinance. So, yes, if you have it financed somewhere else, rates have come down a little bit. And keep in mind that we make special rates for the car sales. So I feel like our rate would be hopefully less than what you currently have, and we can look at that for them, run payments. You know, we can do everything to make sure that it's worthwhile to them.
Well, and not only saving money as far as, you know, what you're going to pay in the long run, but I know a lot of times when I've refinanced things, it saves you money per month. You lower your, sometimes you can lower your car payment. But also the rates you mentioned on these new purchases during the car sale on the 15th, 16th, and 17th, those are actually going to be hopefully a little better than what they were in the spring.
They should be. Like I said, you can start. We'll start our purchase rate starting October the 1st, going through the 17th. And, yes, I feel like the rate that we're offering is going to be exactly what everyone needs to make that purchase happen.
Now, if you're wondering where this car sale is, you can just it's a big, what I call the main branch. The main branch is actually, I think, over by Jack's on Talladega Highway.
No, you're right. 280 is main.
Okay, so the main branch on Highway 280 is where this is going to take place on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 15th and 16th and 17th of October. And here's the thing. It's right there, right across the road, kind of, you know, from Walmart and everything, right there at the big intersection. And we're going to talk about the people that are going to be there here in a few minutes, Kevin. But that lot will be full of things for people to look at.
It will be full, and we'll have, you know, things going on. If you purchase a vehicle, you win a prize. We make it fun, and there's a lot. It's exciting to even just come and look.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. In the spring, some of the prizes inside that door were pretty doggone nice.
Pretty good. This year, I think it's going to be all cash prizes. So
that's even better.
Yeah. Hey, anybody can spend cash.
Hey, if you don't need cash, I need to become your new buddy. Okay. Nevertheless, we're going to talk about the people that will be coming and what you need to do to come purchase a new or virtually new car, very slightly used, out at the Heritage South Credit Union car sale, the 7th annual in the fall. We'll talk more with Kevin and Anna when we come back. Kevin Whitman and Anna Tyler in studio with me. We're talking the 7th annual fall car sale at Heritage South Credit Union. We've told you where it's going to be, Highway 280, right there at the main location. And I'm going to say this because I try to throw a plug in for her because she's my buddy. I know I just can't imagine how y'all feel working for Jamie Payton.
Oh, Jamie's great. You know, she's a sweet, wonderful, smart person that, you know, we all enjoy working with her. She's the best.
And I've watched her come up through the ranks at Heritage South Credit Union, formerly Avondale Credit Union. So, I mean, she's worked hard, and she deserves where she's at. But I tell you what, she and Chris, I've been knowing them a long time, and they're the salt of the earth. Let's talk about some of the other people who are good people that are going to be bringing cars. Kevin, you got these are what I call hometown folks. I don't know how many years – Dickie and Dick and Tripp have been coming out from Robo, but Robo will be there along with Anderson Collins from Stop and Shop, and you got Sarah, J&N Auto Sales, and M&N also, both of those from Childersburg. But those five dealerships will fill that lot up, and I promise you there'll be some good things to look at.
Exactly. And if it's not on the lot, I guarantee you they will find it for you.
Absolutely.
We've had several people say, you know, well, I'm really looking for this particular vehicle. They will find it. So, you know, especially if you go ahead and let them know now, you know, mm-hmm. you give them a little bit of time because these rates are only good through the 17th. So if you wait till the 17th, you're going to have to find something on the lot. But if you go ahead now, the rates start the 1st, go ahead and find what you're looking for at any dealership. And we can get that, you know, with the rate starting the 1st. But the 15th, 16th, 17th, like you said, there'll be hundreds of vehicles
right.
out on the lot. The dealers are competing with each other. They want to get you in a vehicle. If you come out, be prepared to, you know, be sold a car. You know,
yeah.
they're going to try their best, and we're going to try our best to get you in it at a good rate. So,
you know, he made one mention about if it's not on the lot. I remember, and I don't mind mentioning his name, I think it was Anderson last year. There was a customer that loved one of the trucks he had on there, but he said, I really didn't want a white one. Do you have – he said, yeah, how about let's bring the one over from the lot that we've got that I think it was silver mm-hmm. or blue or made a sale right there. So, you know, it's good to know that not only it's not just what you see right there on the lot at Heritage South Credit Union – if they've got it on their lot back home where their office is and everything, they'll go get it for you.
Well, and that's a good thing because they all are local that, you know, that is very possible for that to happen.
Yeah, and of course, many dealerships have made a lot of car sales at the Heritage South Credit Union car sale. I know they all – that's why they keep coming back. Why do you think these local – dealerships keep coming back to Heritage South?
Well, because they will tell you they always typically do well. They enjoy it themselves. They are able to see that person come onto a credit union lot, find the vehicle that they've been looking for, get the financing that they're looking for as well at a great rate. And, you know, that's why they just love it. They look forward to it.
Yeah, and my thing is I said this before earlier, I'll say it again, I can't remember somebody being dissatisfied. Yeah. They came on the lot, they test drove, they drove off, they were smiling when they left. And now, Kevin, they got a chance to win some cash prizes as well.
They do. I mean, we really, you know, that's my end of it. I want to make it as, you know, visible and as fun as possible. And aside is trying to get them in the vehicles and give them the best rate. But, you know, people become car sale buyers. Like me, I think I bought my last two cars at the car sale.
Mm-hmm.
I wait. When it's getting that time, you know, you wait for the spring or the fall car sale. And here it is, folks. It's time. If you've been waiting to get in the vehicle, if you've been waiting for rates to drop a little bit, the time has come, and we are happy to help you out and the best that we can.
Because our loan officers, they're already getting phone calls and people coming in because they know it's that time.
That's another thing I was going to say. You're not walking into a place where there's two people that can talk to you. Anna is a loan officer herself, but you all will have everybody on deck. There's not going to be a loan officer that you guys have that won't be there one of those or all of those 3 days. I know customer service is second to none there.
Absolutely. So we want you to find that vehicle. We want to make it seamless as far as you getting financing for that vehicle. So, yes, we will have everybody on board ready to go so that we can get you hopefully in and out.
It's an exciting process.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't want to keep you there for hours, so we're going to work our best to get you in and out of the door and out on the road in your new vehicle.
And you got so many vehicles, so many dealers to look at. It's not just one dealership with 10 cars. Come on out. Trust me. I know I can't believe that you fit all those cars on that lot. I mean, that's a lot of vehicles. It's a maze getting in and out of there, but they do it every year, and they're going to do it again on the 15th, 16th, and 17th of October. It is the 7th annual Heritage South Car Sale. Thank you guys for coming in here this morning.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I'm going to be out there with y'all. We'll be playing some great music, and I just wondered, do radio announcers get to split the pot if they bring somebody in that buys a car?
We'll talk about that after.
Hey, we're going to negotiate. All right. Thanks a lot.